Here's some breaking news. Podcasts are on Spotify. Now you can get your favorite shows, like this one, right in the podcast section of your Spotify app. All the best news podcasts, all in one place. Listen free on Spotify.
With Your Money Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. And if you're planning on going to college, you might want to put mental health on your checklist. Coming up, how students can prepare for the stress of college. But first, these money headlines. The U.S. dollar slips after the flash reading for IHS Market U.S. Manufacturing PMI falls to 49.9. This is less than economists in a WSJ survey predicted and its lowest point in almost 10 years. The data adds to evidence that the economy is decelerating and gives ammunition to the Fed officials, who may want to continue lowering interest rates later this year. The WSJ dollar index, which measures the currency against a basket of 16 others, gave back earlier gains and was lower by less than 0.1% at 91.28. Sterling has eroded some of the gains against the euro made during Prime Minister Boris Johnson's meeting with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Macron said a plan to avoid a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland after Brexit, the so-called backstop, is indispensable to preserving political stability and the single market, while Johnson insists the backstop must be removed to avoid the UK crashing out with no deal. As it stands, the pound is up against the US dollar by 0.2%. Spotify permanently extends free trials for its subscription service to 3 months, that's from 1 month, as it works to lure money-paying users to its premium tier. The longer free trial period rolls out across Spotify's on-demand, ad-free premium plans. Of note, the extended free trial comes after Spotify said it would upgrade its family plans, including parental controls and a playlist bundling music from each member. Spotify falls 2.8%. Coming up, preparing for the stress of college mentally.
If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
The stress of college can lead to missed checkups, workouts, unhealthy eating, and depression. However, with the right planning, you can avoid many of these stressors. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen has more.
Millions of families are ready to send their sons and daughters off to be college freshmen, and along with the sad goodbyes are likely bits of wisdom, like study hard so you can succeed in the real world. But as they venture out on their own, in many cases for the first time, being mindful of their health should be near the top of the list. That's the feeling of Dr. Bernadette Melnick. She's chief wellness officer at Ohio State University, and she's on the line with us to discuss. So, Bernadette, beginning in college means making new friends and setting new daily routines, much deeper dives into academics, but you feel that students' attention to their health is often overlooked.
Absolutely, because people are so focused on academics. But what students often don't realize is performance on academics is really intertwined with their physical and mental well-being.
So we're talking both mental health and their physical health. Keep yourself from getting a cold and make sure you bundle up and don't get yourself sick.
Essentially, yes. Attention to both physical and mental health is critical.
What should be on a checklist for college students to give their health the attention it needs?
First of all college students should think about establishing healthy habits. So getting regular physical activity, eating healthy. We all know that when college students get stressed, they tend to emotionally eat foods that aren't necessarily good for us. And those types of foods that really can zap your energy.
These are great lessons for college students, but many of us out here in the real world are guilty of letting wellness slide as well.
And that's unfortunate because 1 out of 2 people in America have a chronic health condition. Yet 80% of chronic disease is totally preventable with just a few healthy lifestyle behaviors.
What have you seen there at Ohio State University as far as students that can give their health more attention? And what have you seen about the benefits and results of doing that?
Students who prioritize their own self-care, they're usually more physically fit, they're more mentally healthy, and they perform better academically.
And college is such a big investment for students and their families, and this is one way to really unlock a strong return on their investment.
This is often overlooked. For instance, a lot of students are coming to college campuses today with an already diagnosed physical health condition or a mental health issue like depression or anxiety. And they don't think about getting hooked quickly to a healthcare provider on campus or close to campus. So a lot of students panic because they're at the last day of a prescription medication and they can't get it filled because they haven't connected with somebody on or near campus.
So when they're setting up things like getting a refrigerator in their room and making sure they have bed sheets and whatever else they need to get themselves started, finding out and getting to know the medical staff on campus should be at the top of the list.
Absolutely.
All right, good advice for incoming freshmen and folks in college as well. That's Dr. Bernadette Melnick. She's the Chief Wellness Officer at Ohio State University. Dr. Melnick, thanks for coming on the show.
It was my pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.